You know, my husband, DJ Automatic, and I just moved into a new house. Everything is new and different, and we love it. Everything is also new and exciting with the all-new reimagined Nissan Kicks. From the design and styling to the performance and tech features, Kicks has been totally reimagined from the inside out. This city-sized crossover is ready to take on city life and have fun doing it. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Outside Pittsburgh, authorities say the body of a grandmother who disappeared earlier this week while searching for her cat was recovered from the sinkhole she fell into. State Trooper Steve Lamani says crews found her in the abandoned coal mine below that sinkhole.
We found her approximately 30 feet below the surface of where the mine would have sat.
64-year-old Elizabeth Pollard had been with her 5-year-old granddaughter when she fell. Police say the granddaughter was unharmed. In the New York City subway chokehold trial against former Marine Daniel Penny, the judge dismissing the charge of second-degree manslaughter. That after a jury remained deadlocked on that charge. They resumed deliberations Monday on a lesser charge of negligent homicide. Hamas officials say brokered Gaza ceasefire talks have resumed with Israel. It comes amid fierce fighting between Israeli forces and Hamas in northern Gaza. Gaza's health ministry says an Israeli drone strike hit a hospital yesterday. This is ABC News. He's Jim Ryan. A sad ending to the search for a woman in sub-freezing temperatures. Details from ABC's Brian Clark.
Elizabeth Pollard was last seen Monday looking for her cat in western Pennsylvania. Authorities determined she fell down a sinkhole above a former coal mine and Friday announced they found her body. That was one day after State Trooper Steve Lamani acknowledged the circumstances.
We feel like we failed. It's tough.
The Westmoreland County coroner says they'll perform an autopsy to determine the 64-year-old's cause of death.
Crews there now filling in that sinkhole. HelloFresh under investigation. ABC News has learned the Labor Department is looking into the popular meal kit service over allegations it employed migrant children. At least 16, at least some from Guatemala, were found working night shifts at a cooking and packing facility in Illinois. Federal authorities also investigating whether an agency that hires workers for that location broke those laws. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The holidays are meant to be a time of joy and happiness for family and friends in our community. Yet when a tragedy strikes, it can be the saddest time for the families involved. Do yourself, your family, and community a favor. Remember, safe and sober driving is everyone's responsibility. That's courtesy of Pet Medical Center, 57 East 3rd Street, Winona. Call 507-454-2600 or Google them for the finest domestic pet care available. They're open Monday through Saturday. The Pet Medical Center of Winona on the air wishing everyone a safe holiday season and prosperous 2025.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48, with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Sean Maloney. Beer sales lead to fewer police citations during Badger home football games this year. Stats from UW-Madison police show that adding alcohol sales at Camp Randall Stadium has dropped arrests and tickets issued at games by nearly 20% compared to last season. The department's interim chief, Brent Plish, said the beer sales lessen the need for Badger fans to party as hard before they get to the game. Governor Tony Evers says he won't send National Guard troops to assist in President-elect Trump's mass deportation plan. Evers telling WISN-TV's Upfront program that he has some doubts yet on whether such plans will come to fruition.
I'm not sure they will get that far, so I don't want to prejudge that. I'm going to stand on the I-94 going into Chicago saying, you're not going here. But we're going to fight for this. There's no question about that.
Evers said he'd rather see Congress find a way to fix the country's immigration system. Lilly Pharmaceuticals announced yesterday a $3 billion expansion of its manufacturing facility in Pleasant Prairie. The move will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the location. Lilly CEO David Rick says the expansion of the plant will help meet the growing demand for diabetes and obesity medications in the U.S. and around the world. Wisconsin Radio Network.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Amplify Health. Coming soon to Mondovi, Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durant. And the JKL Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. The Army Corps of Engineers in St. Paul saw the last barge of the year depart Lock and Dam Number 2 earlier this week, ending the 2024 navigation season on the Upper Mississippi River. Traditionally, the last tow departing Minnesota's capital city headed south of Lock and Dam 2 near Hastings and marked the unofficial end to navigation season. The last tow to leave St. Paul usually occurs around the last week of November or the first week of December. As they close down the 2024 navigation season, St. Paul District staff are busy with this winter's maintenance projects and schedules at locks and dams 7 and 9 for a gate anchorage bar replacement, at lock and dam 2 for guide wall repairs, and at lock and dam 5 and 5A for gate maintenance. The Chippewa County Sheriff's lawyer is suing the county for the sheriff's legal bill. Attorney Richard Hodson is demanding that the county pay Sheriff Travis Hakes' $27,000 legal bill from the investigation into Hakes' behavior as sheriff. The investigation lasted from July of last year till March of this year and looked into the sheriff's on-the-job and off-the-job behavior. County leaders have said Hakes has to pay the bill himself. They say while he's a county official, the county board never approved his hiring of a lawyer, and therefore the county is off the hook for those legal costs. The Barron County Sheriff's Department says three sex offenders will be released in December and live in Barron County. Two of the three, Keith Heacock and Eric Frankhauser, will be released December 19th. They will both be living at a residence in Barron. The third sex offender, Joshua Johnson, will be homeless upon his release December 31st. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is holding an informational meeting on the three's release December 11th at the Government Center starting at 6 p.m. UW Health Kids and Children's Wisconsin are joining forces for heart care. Starting January 1st, the two organizations will collaborate for shared pediatric, cardiac, and adult congenital heart care services. Children's Executive Vice President Scott Turner says the collaboration will allow the two health systems to expand patient access and elevate an already high quality of care. No changes to current provider employment relationships or facility names are expected, and most existing patients will remain with their same providers and clinics. The hospitals announced an initial 10-year agreement with full implementation expected within the first 3 years. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
There won't be a trial for the Western Wisconsin man accused of killing his neighbor. Michael Price took a plea deal this week in last year's shooting death of Amy Thiels. Investigators say Price shot her in the head while he was drunk one night. Price had been charged with homicide but pleaded guilty this week to second-degree reckless homicide with a weapon. He will be sentenced in March. The Wabasha County District Attorney is suing Wabasha County for lowering his salary. During a November meeting, the Wabasha County Board voted to cut attorney Matthew Stinson's pay by $20,000 to $100,000 for 2025. Board members felt the county wasn't getting what they're paying for, and they were also concerned over the number of plea deals. Stinson says Minnesota state law prevents the county board from reducing his salary during the term he was elected. Stinson was elected in 2022 and is serving a four-year term. Eau Claire's health department is looking for a dog that bit a teenage girl earlier this week. The City County Health Department said it needs to find the dog to make sure that there's no chance for rabies. The health department said the dog is short-haired, maybe a lab mix. Its owner is a woman who was seen walking the dog on West Moho Drive on Tuesday. The health department says if they can't find the dog, the girl who was bitten may have to get some painful shots just to be sure. The latest University of Wisconsin Regents meeting ended with a string of people being let out in handcuffs. University police say they arrested 19 pro-Palestinian protesters at yesterday's Regents meeting. The protesters from a number of pro-Palestinian campus groups were there to push the university to divest from Israel. They were accusing the UW of, quote, war profiteering, unquote. After the arrests, some of the protesters accused police of assaulting them simply for speaking their minds. The CEO of Milwaukee-based Pfizer could be the next Social Security Administration commissioner. President-elect Donald Trump said he'll nominate Frank Bisano for the position. He won't be confirmed until the U.S. Senate approves him as a commissioner. He'll continue to serve the CEO and chair of Pfizer until then. The Pfizer Forum hosted the Republican National Convention back in July. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
Minnesotans hoping for a white Christmas should probably head to Iowa during the holiday. That's the verdict from the Old Farmer's Almanac, which says snow won't be falling in Minnesota over Christmas. The publication does forecast snow in southwest Wisconsin, the southeast corner of South Dakota, and across Iowa over the holiday. The almanac's prediction goes against historical weather data from the past few decades, which shows that areas like Minneapolis have an 80% chance of having snow on the ground Christmas Day. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Breidinger bumping up to trucks. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Need a last-minute holiday gift for the race fan on your list? The folks at Racing Electronics have the perfect stocking stuffer, a Racing Electronics gift card. Choose from scanners, headphones, race day accessories, or use it for Racing Electronics scanner rentals next season. Take the guessing out of gift-giving with the Racing Electronics gift card to ensure that everyone is race day ready. Head over to RacingElectronics.com. That's RacingElectronics.com. And get yours today.
Toni Breidinger is stepping into the next chapter of her racing career with a ride in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series next season, competing for Tricon Garage. Coming off a fourth-place run in the 2024 ARCA Menards Series, the 25-year-old from San Francisco will rely on experience forged in ARCA.
Obviously, ARCA is still a good platform, but it's not as much of like a big stage as the Truck Series, and the competition isn't like as large and as competitive. I definitely would not be making the step to the Truck Series without that kind of stepping stone with the ARCA Series. I mean, we compete on a lot of similar tracks that will go on in the Truck Series, so at least I'm going to be familiar with some of the tracks on the schedule.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your...
Windshield wipers. eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Hi, everyone.
If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-7300. That's 800-702-7300. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where the Green Bay Packers fell to the Detroit Lions last night by the final count of 34-31, seeing the Lions win as time expired with a field goal. The Pack fall to 9-4. The Lions improve to 12-1, clinch a playoff spot. The Pack back in action a week from Sunday in Seattle against the Seahawks. To basketball in the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks tonight in action in Boston against the Celtics. College basketball tomorrow, in-state showdown as 5th-ranked Marquette hosts 11th-ranked Wisconsin. To college hockey on the men's side, Wisconsin plays host to top-ranked Michigan State for the start of a 2-game set tonight. On the women's side, the top-ranked Badgers in Mankato this afternoon. Finally, college volleyball NCAA tournament second-round matchups tonight. Wisconsin hosts Georgia Tech, while Marquette is at Utah. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
The WIAA admits a football playoff qualifying error, plus changes could be coming to football playoffs. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. At meetings Tuesday at Madison West High School and Greenfield High School that featured coaches, players, and administrators, WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser acknowledged the association erred in its application of tiebreakers for football playoff qualifying, improperly leaving out both teams. The admission comes after controversy arose when the football playoff qualifying released the day after the final regular season games did not include Madison West or Greenfield, while Edgewood and Pewaukee were included, it turns out erroneously, due to the misapplication of a tiebreaker. This despite others, myself included, alerting the WIAA it appeared they had made a mistake. While somewhat unrelated, just a day later, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association released a proposal that would change how football playoffs work for qualifying, regional groupings, and seeding. Under the plan, which will work its way through the WIAA committee process for possible vote in early February, teams would be awarded points for wins, with more points assigned the higher the division of the opponent. Divisional placement would be done before the year, and teams would qualify within their own division. Adding in points from opponents defeated would result in a final score that would be used to get into the postseason and seed teams within the brackets. Get more details at WISSports.net. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. It's getting late into the deer season, and of course, the muzzleloader season is going to be wide open for those hunters that want to take to the woods with a single shot. But there's one variable for muzzleloaders that does not change. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Muzzleloader hunters are going to find that there's one variable that never changes, and that's because you are hunting during the late season. And that is the deer just don't seem to want to move during the day. They go nocturnal. And what that means is that they're feeding during low light periods, no light periods, and they're bedding down all day long. They become very stationary, and that's why individuals that are hunting in tree stands just don't seem to see many deer at all, or any sometimes. So sometimes when you're hunting with the muzzleloader, it's a good idea to spend a lot less time in the stand. But what you want to do is you want to be in the stand less. You want to be moving around, straining some of that area that you're hunting in so that you can get those deer that are bedding down, either jump up and move or see them while they're still laying there. And this means making very little noise when you're in the woods. This means going very slowly, stopping on many occasions and looking around and trying to see where them deer are sitting. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to right around 30 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 21. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 41 on Sunday. Partly cloudy, 48 with some scattered light showers on Sunday night. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We're broadcasting today from the Nebraska Farmers Union's annual convention that is taking place through tomorrow in Columbus. Well, definitely was not a sleeper of a week when we look at these markets, and we're really going to dive into what we saw. We got some new highs that are taking place, some strong demand that's happening, some decent numbers on the cash cattle, and a hog market that it wasn't sleeping by any means as well. We're going to break it all down. We're going to bring Sue Martin into the conversation. Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And let's kind of start with the soybean market. I mean, 2 weeks we've seen decent bean movements, even though we ended up today kind of finishing on a mixed type of trade. It was still a strong week for the soybeans.
Well, it was. I'm looking at the March contract, and we closed, you know, today a quarter of a cent higher, nothing major, and traded both sides of the close. But quite honestly, we closed near our high and actually closed near the upper portion of the range for the week and right underneath a 20-day moving average. But these March beans have basically, they're finding support, and they've had support ever since, I want to say, November 22nd's low. Excuse me. And, you know, so the market's just been kind of chopping sideways. But to be honest, Susan, technically our indicators are positive, and they're indicating that we shouldn't be too negative here, that this market still has potential to move higher. And it's been my opinion ever since August 30th, 26th, 27th, 30th, that we would see all grain markets, beans and corn and wheat, overall trend higher into the turn of the year, into January.
What about the demand side of it that's been happening? Because, you know, normally China isn't looking at making bean purchases for February, March like they are from the U.S. right now. Is it a goodwill that's happening, or is there something else going on?
No, I think technically, I have an opinion about this with China. You know, everybody talks about how they're, you know, with these tariffs and that they're going to cancel all these orders. I think what would make them cancel orders more so would be if the Brazilian crop was timely and very, very good. And it's expected with the weather they're having in Brazil that the bean crop could be good. But I look at China, and I know that President Trump's been talking about tariffs and what have you, but they know Trump. They've dealt with him. But to be honest with you, you know, if you're going to have an accommodation or the Chinese trying to work with him, they have to do so while they still look strong, not weak. And they're very proud people, or whatever you want to call it, even though they'll tell you one thing and do another and you watch their actions. But the thing is, China did agree in 2020, basically even a little bit before that, to actually agree to buy X number of millions, billions of dollars of products from the U.S. And then they ended up not following through. Why? Because COVID hit and they were in lockdown for 3 years. So their factories weren't running. And if they were, they were running very little. And on top of it, people staying locked in their homes. They just didn't need to be able to, they just couldn't do it. So now they have a reason that they could do it and therefore still save face. And so I think they will. Now, China's been buying pretty aggressively. And granted, we're pretty lucky to have seen the business that we've been getting, even though I believe we're still 1 million metric tons less than we were a year ago at this time. But I think that when we look at China, we're going to see them possibly still be willing to come around and hold on to the buys. Remember, they have built new reserve facilities throughout the country, and they aren't getting rid of the old. They're just adding to it and building new updated facilities. They're going to fill those facilities. And yes, they'll fill with their own, but they'll also have to add to it.
Do you think there is any long-term economic concerns, though, when you look at China at this point?
Well, we've seen where their stimulus packages haven't really helped them all that much. And so that is a concern. And, of course, I apologize. The last thing they need is to see tariffs go on them. And so I think they're going to try to accommodate and get along. And they need to do business, but on the same token, their own economies need to get stimulated and get going. And so far, what they've done has not really followed through real well.
Well, what about the concerns with Russia? I mean, I understand that there is some numbers and information coming out that their wheat crop is not as vibrant as originally thought.
No, it's not. In fact, the 25 production number is estimated to be at 81.5 million metric tons, just a touch over what they did this last season of 81.3. So, you know, they're thought that they will, they're still having weather issues, no doubt about it. And it's concerning that as far as the wheat exports, their wheat exports will be down from this past season. So it's going to be interesting to see just what they pull through. I guess I look at wheat. I think wheat, the futures are trying to stabilize here and set up a low. And so I look for wheat to be stronger as we move out of December and on in towards January. And I have noticed that, yes, Russia, you know, Putin has reached out with Trump, and they both get along well. They respect each other. The one thing I will say is that the administration for Russia is pumping more money for the next 3 years. They're designating more money.
We've got a lot more coming up around the corner. It's the Channel Final Bell on the World Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back once again to the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell. We continue our conversation with Sue Martin with Ag and Investment. And we left off talking about some things that were happening with the, between the corn, and, or excuse me, the beans and the wheat side of the trade action. But what is your thoughts on the corn this week? I mean, they had a great way to wrap up the week.
Well, they did. They closed at the high for the week over the 20 and 50-day moving averages, which was awesome. And you know, I know on Tuesday we have a USDA report, supply-demand report out. You know, the exports have been so good for corn, and of course, especially to Mexico. They're our number one buyer. But so, you know, we may see WASDE increase at U.S. exports. But, you know, we have to keep in mind our actual inspections are running a little behind what they should. But still, I think that it's very possible that then turns off into another reduction in the carryout. Now, I will say in the corn also, you know, the yields were fabulous this year in both beans and corn, but yet NASS addressed the bean late yields as not as good, and they dropped it. You know, we dropped the production, or the yield, I should say, 1.4 bushels to the acre. They did it in a big way, but they just maybe very minimally lowered the corn. I think the corn can still come down. The late yields that we were hearing weren't that great. Yet, if it had been in a full-blown drought, they would have been worse. So, you know, it was a good year. We still had a record yield, but I don't think the yield is what the USDA says it was at 183.2 or 1. I think we're still going to inch that down, and possibly here on next week on Tuesday, and maybe again in the January report.
So switch gears and head over to the livestock side. First of all, from a cattle perspective, as they watch these grain markets and the ebb and flow and the new highs, do you think there's any feeder concerns, or is there just enough confidence in this feeder cattle market that they're not stressing as much about these grain prices?
Well, I will say the feeder market's been pretty vibrant into the first day or trading day of December. And then we fell off into, you know, the fifth. Now, there is, in a year where you tend to put prices down into October, and you putz around, you'll put a low in around the 5th of December. And we did that a year ago. But in a year where you put lows in August, September, there's kind of an old saying, lower lows August, September, higher highs October, December. And we got a higher high here on the first trading day of this week and on the second. And so we were close to that. And I've seen it so often that when we've rallied into December, that we'll put a high in around December 5th to possibly the 8th. So maybe it came a few days early, but I have to say, when I look at the cattle market technically, we've got some large indicators here, some Elliott waves that on these feeders, taking Jan feeders, for example, on the daily chart, they're pushing a small five and a large five. And I mean, they pushed it here this week. And so we've been down ever since Monday, and we had a huge outside range day. So I think the cattle market's, I think we're going to see more of a correction here in cattle. Now, we have a 20-day moving average coming in at around 251, almost 252, actually. So I think we'll see that here early next week. And our other indicators that we follow are also in decline, which makes this market vulnerable.
But wow, what a cash week we had. I mean, last week we were 3 to 5 higher, 2 higher this week. That's some great momentum to head to the last couple of weeks of trading for cattle this year.
Oh, it is. I mean, we're having very good, you know, very good cash trade. And the packer knows that we've got tighter supplies coming down as we work through the first quarter in towards spring of next year. And so they're trying to fill their boats. They're very good at what they do. And they're basically trying to cut the kill, hold the kill back to try to prop up the product. And, you know, they've been over time fairly successful at doing that. But one thing I'll say about this cattle market, that cash market's been very, very good. The fats have potential yet to still try to come back and push higher. And, you know, when you're looking at a 190, 191, 192 bid out there, that's pretty darn good. And so, you know, we shouldn't be seeing anything in the way of deliveries, which start on Monday, and today was last day for the options. So I look at the cattle market, and I think that there's, you know, the feeders, I'm less enthusiastic with feeders, not that they can't turn and make one more surge effort to the higher level.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Well, our number's 1-800-527-0051. And y'all have a great day.
Thanks so much. Sue Martin joining us. By the way, you can catch more comments from Sue during the Nebraska Soybean Board Weekly Market Roundup this weekend. That is today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. For the full December auction lineup, visit steffesgroup.com. Economists at the University of Illinois recently took a look at the factors impacting the price of farmland over the next year, and their research reminds us that what goes up must come down. I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. For those of us who live in rural America, the rapid rise of farmland prices over the past 5 years isn't a surprise. It seems that every week we hear of another record or nearly record-priced land sale. But at the same time, more auctions are ending without a sale at all. How do these factors play out over the next year? Well, in Illinois, farmland prices have risen significantly in recent years, with values increasing more than 30% since 2020. However, experts from the University of Illinois Department of Agriculture now project a 3% decline in 2025. They say this reduction would bring the average farmland value in the state from $9,550 per acre this year down to $9,265 per acre next year. Such a decline does align with historical patterns and survey results from professional farm managers, 89% of whom anticipate falling land values over the next 12 months. The primary drivers of this outlook include rising interest rates and lower returns to rented land. Cash rents in Illinois rose to almost $270 per acre this last year, which was an almost 4% increase from the prior year. However, these experts do expect a reduction of nearly $8 per acre in 2025, which would mark the largest relative drop since the 1980s in cash rental rates. Lower commodity prices and high production costs are squeezing profitability, putting downward pressure on rents and, in turn, farmland values. Interest rates are another critical factor. The Federal Reserve continues to maintain higher rates compared to the past 10-year window, increasing the opportunity cost of investing in farmland relative to safer assets like government securities. Historically, farmland returns have closely tracked the 10-year Treasury rate, and if these higher interest rates persist, they could exert more pressure over land values. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Well, the research from the University of Illinois on farmland values was specific to that state's economics. It is a reminder that after several years of rapid price increases, farmland values nationally could be set for a modest adjustment. But with so many policy changes coming in the next year, farmers and investors need to keep watching this market closely. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Steffes Group. See the full lineup of December auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, high in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy again Sunday, maybe a shower, high in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds for Monday, breezy, highs low 40s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Current temp is 30.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The lines of people everywhere, trying to pick out the gifts that show how much they care. It makes me wish that I could see my friends on Christmas Day and fill my list with lots of gifts, but I can only say, here comes a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. Right or wrong, I'll sing my song, and you will know just who sings a Merry Christmas straight to you. Thank you. Christmas card, a tree that starred, and gifts that make you grin. I'd like to share this song with everyone who came our way. Without a doubt, the fire's not out, it burns for you today. So here's a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. You've been so kind, you've crossed my mind, and nothing less will do. Here's a Merry Christmas straight to you. Here comes a Merry Christmas, and to all who might have missed us, a very Merry Christmas straight to you. Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be in no show, lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, to come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves. Coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gonna be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith. Every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Call me a much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. She makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her'd make anyone think
She rolls through three chords and a truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. And right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. I've been wasting quarters waiting for her, just in case she shows. And I'll be back tomorrow. This place, and I gotta find her.
Love, you're getting lazy. You're forgetting to give me sweet sugar words that I wanna hear. You've been neglecting me. You know jealousy, it is bitter as a green spring berry. And just like fruit from a fickle vine, it turns sweet in the nick of time. Love, you only come alive when you're losing me. And it's a childish game. I got to shake you up just to wake you up to make you love me. I shake the sugar tree till I feel your love. The way that it used to be. A little time's gone by. Now do you think that I'm content with a cooking and a pan of red? No, I wanna know if your love's all spent. I'll shake the sugar tree till I feel your love falling all around me. You gotta tend to what you planted. And if you take my
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN. to get a girl in this town. Don't want to be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Well, ask anybody, I'm a pretty good guy. And the looks decent wagon didn't pass me by. There ain't nothing in my past that I'm trying hard to hide. And I don't understand why I gotta wonder why. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? I wanna be alone when the sun goes down. Just a sweet little something to put my arms around. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Shot. One will think I'm kind of cute and laugh at every joke I got. When I get to thinking maybe she's a thinking, maybe not. What's a guy gotta do to get a girl in this town? Don't want to be alone.